thankful to be here again tonight.
Yes.
Thankful most of all that the Lord is here.
Yes, Lord.
And that you're all here. Desire your prayers.
Yes.
I want to talk about what the Bible says. We'll be reading some scripture tonight. A doctrine of the Church of God. One of the most important and basic doctrines of the Church of God. It says in Ephesians 4 and 4, there is one body.
That's right. Yeah.
And one spirit.
Yeah.
Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
Yes.
One Lord. Yeah. One faith. One baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in yeah. you all. Sounds like a southerner. You all.
That's all right.
Amen.
There's one body. Christ only had one body to give.
Yeah.
That's all he had, one. And that's all he has in the earth today, is one body. Amen. And there's only one Spirit of God, and that is the Holy Spirit, the Holy
Ghost.
Right.
Thank the Lord.
The only one. The only one Spirit of God. It's the only one he needs to propagate the church. It's the only one he needs to govern the church. The Bible says the government is upon his shoulders. Mm-hmm. Only one. I can deal with one. Bringing it down into the simple terms of one, I think we can all get a hold of one. There's not a multiplicity of gods.
Yes.
There's not a multiplicity of bodies, and there's not a multiplicity of spirits.
That's right.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
I'd like to read a scripture. It's found in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, pretty familiar to us, I'm sure. The 22nd verse, it has Paul standing in the midst of Mars Hill. And he said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I made unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, thank you. Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temple made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." Now he said a lot more, but that's enough for what I need tonight. You and I worship a God.
Yes.
That's right.
We don't have anything at all to worship him with. Until he puts his spirit within us.
All right.
That's how we worship him.
Yes.
Jesus said, told the woman at the well that God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
To the unknown God. There always has been. In every generation, there's always been a lot of restless people. And we live in a generation, a time where there is a lot of restless people. It's hard for people today to be satisfied with one. You know who's that? It's hard to be satisfied with one. They get one and then they want more. We get one car, we want two. We get one house and then we want a summer house or one on the beach somewhere to go through on our vacation home. Man is very restless today. Reminds me, I haven't been for a long time, but I'm sure most of us have been to the zoo. And when you go to where the lions are, if you stand there and watch them for a little bit, they're pacing back and forth in front of that glass.
That's right.
Back and forth and back and forth. Why is that? He's not in his own natural habitat, is he? Lion wasn't meant to be in a cage.
No.
Wasn't meant to be put on a show behind some glass for people to gawk at and look at. But a lion was meant for the jungle. And he was out of his habitat. He was out of his natural home, his natural place. And he was restless. No doubt if he could reason like you and I, he would probably reason, boy, I sure wish I was back out there in the jungle where they got me from. People restless like that lion today, going back and forth, back and forth. And it seems like that it's very hard for people to get satisfied or to be satisfied.
Yes.
Tonight I really want to talk to you. If you want a title for this little message, I want to talk to you about spiritual adultery.
All right.
Spiritual adultery. Do you know that you can commit adultery spiritually just the same as you can in the flesh naturally?
That's right.
That's right, brother.
Yeah. Yes.
The unknown God. Paul said, I want to declare Him unto you. Evidently, these people here, it said, I beheld your devotions. And he said that I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. Now, there were other altars there on Mars Hill too. They worshiped not only the unknown God, they didn't know Him, but there were other gods that they were worshiping there. Evidently those other gods didn't satisfy, did they? They were lacking in satisfying the needs of these people, and they knew there must be something greater than the gods that they knew. There must be something greater than the sun, must be something greater than the stars. So there's an unknown God, one that I don't know, I don't have a relationship with, one that I can't communicate with, one that I've never really known personally, to the unknown God. There's got to be something out there higher and greater than the stars and the moon and the sun that those superstitious people used to worship.
Yes.
Let's look at a scripture. I said I want to use the Bible tonight. In the book of Judges, the second chapter, and the 16th verse. Now I won't read this part of the scripture, but it says that when they had no king, they did that which was right in their own eyes. Folks, there's a world out there today of restless people that don't know Jesus. They don't know Him. They've never met Him on the Damascus Road. They're too busy seeking after things and the pleasures of this life and of this world to know Jesus. But it said when they were without a king, they did that which was right in their own eyes. And that's exactly what we see people doing today. Doing the things that are right in their own eyes. They have a little saying that they've had out for a few years. If it feels good, just do it. Do what you want to do. You know, everybody's free and has the right to live the way they want to live and do what they want to do. Sometimes, even if it means infringing on other people's rights. But I want us to look and consider these two verses in the 16th and 17th verse. It says that, nevertheless, when they didn't have the kings anymore, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods. and bowed themselves unto them, they turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. They didn't obey the commandments of the Lord. Now it said the fathers, their fathers walked in a way. Who's that referring to? We're referring to Moses. Actually, it goes back to Abraham. The Jews said, Abraham be our father, didn't they? Abraham, and then Moses, and then Joshua was the latest one that had led them into the Canaan land. Joshua was dead now. He was gone. What happens when someone doesn't know Jesus? When someone doesn't know God? They do what they want to do. They're wanting people. The flesh is corrupt. And the flesh seeks after pleasure in the things of this fleshly life. That's exactly what they did back then. And yet God had given commandment to the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. When they were over there in the wilderness, He said, when you go into this land, He said, don't go, let your sons marry their daughters. Don't let your daughters marry their sons. Don't let them mingle with those other people. Because just as sure as you do, they will turn their heart away from the one true God.
That's right.
Yes, Mother.
Well, they did it anyway, didn't they?
They did.
And what happened? The very thing happened that God said would happen. It turned their heart away from the one true God. They went a whoring after other gods, not satisfied, just restless and looking for something better. There's still people today that are not satisfied with the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not satisfied with it. They've heard it for years, and they get to a place where they're not satisfied with it, and they're seeking after, and they want something else. Maybe over here. What did Jesus say in these last days? He said there would be some that would come and they would say, Christ is over here.
Yeah.
Somebody else would come and say, no, Christ is over there. He said, don't go after them, didn't he?
Amen.
He said, don't go after them. Folks, when you find Jesus and you find salvation, there isn't anything better.
That's right.
There isn't anything greater. There's only one God. There's only one Jesus Christ. There's only one plan of salvation. There's only one book, one Bible. There's only one way if you want to go to heaven. There's only one way if you want to go to heaven. But out there in the world today, we see all kinds of different ways, don't we?
That's right.
Here in a city this size, you see them on every corner. I passed a lot of them coming in here tonight. There's a lot of ways that people want to find to get to heaven. Someone said one time, if God had given us 1,000 ways to go to heaven, somebody would be looking for 1,001. Wouldn't be satisfied. They would be restless to the unknown God. You don't know this unknown God that Paul said, but he said, I'm going to declare Him unto you. He made the world. He gives life and He gives breath and He gives all things to mankind. He's not the moon. He's not the stars. He's greater than that. He created those things.
That's right.
And yet all down through time, folks, ever since Abraham, maybe Noah's day, men have sought after other gods. God came to Abraham and He told Abraham, He said, I am God. I am God. He said, He told him, and I'm paraphrasing in my words, you worship me and you follow me and I will be your God and your people will be my people. And folks, it's the same way today. If we'll follow God in a humble heart and in true humility before Him, if we will stay with what the Word of God teaches, if we will keep the right spirit within us, folks, we're fighting those spirits today. There are a lot of spirits. Don't get me wrong, folks. There's a lot of spirits out in the world, but I said God only has one spirit. That's what the Bible says.
All right. Yeah.
Amen.
People not satisfied today.
Help, Lord.
What happens when we don't get satisfied? We get in trouble.
Yeah.
When we're not satisfied after we found it, and we've lived it a few years, and we've testified, this is it, and then all of a sudden, we're not satisfied. We want something better. Well, this fellow over here, I went over there and heard what he had to say, and it sounded pretty good. I think I'll go over there for a while. Folks, I've been down this road, not personally, but I've seen many that have been down this road, the way I should say it. And then pretty soon they hear somebody over here and they go over there and they want to hear what he's got to say. That sounds pretty good. And then they go over there and want to hear what he's got to say. He said, don't go whoring after other gods.
Amen.
When you know where the truth is, when you know where it's taught, when you know where the Lord comes and meets you at an altar of prayer, when you know that He comes and meets you for healing to your body, when you know that He's working by His Spirit in your midst, folks, stay with Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Stay with
Him.
They went a whoring. And I believe I've even mentioned this before. I knew three brothers as a young man. I knew three brothers in our congregation that did that very thing. Hear something over here, go over there. Hear something over here, go over there. When they died, they didn't know what the truth was. They were in confusion. One of them made the statement, well, you know, maybe what I'm in is wrong. But he said, I'm too old now to change. I guess I'll just stay with where I am.
Oh,
you want that kind of a testimony when you go to meet God?
No.
I don't want that kind of a testimony.
Amen.
I want a clear testimony when I go to meet my God. I don't want to dabble over here and dabble over there and dabble in this thing over here and so go where this one says come and hear what we have and all that. I don't want to go dabbling in that stuff and find myself deceived and don't know where I am when I come down to die.
Amen. That's right.
But I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen many times. Yet they would not listen to the judges. The Lord raised them up and said, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them, and they turned quickly out of the way in which their fathers walked. It doesn't take long. It really doesn't take long. When you start heading in the wrong direction, the devil's pretty swift about getting you away from there, where you was. Getting you to that wrong direction, getting you into that confusion, causing you to believe things that you never did believe before. But all of a sudden you believe it now because your mind is so confused. I've heard what this one says, I've heard what that one says, and now my mind is so confused, I don't know what is right anymore. But I'm too old now to make a change, so I guess I'll just stay where I am.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
The devil's slick, and he's sly, we know that.
Yes.
I want to read you another scripture. It's found in the book of Ezra. Everybody know what Ezra did? God called Ezra to rebuild the temple, didn't He? Let's look at the fourth chapter of the book of Ezra. While you're getting that, I'm going to find another verse to read here real quickly. With this reading. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel. Word gets out. And they heard that the children of Israel or the children of the captivity were building the temple unto the Lord, the God of Israel. Then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you. Well, we want to build with you. For we seek your God as you do. And we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, the king of Asher, which brought us up hither. We want to build with you because we serve the same God you serve. And we want to work with you. But Zerubbabel, he had some understanding, folks. He had some discernment. He knew something. Zerubbabel stood before them. And Joshua, and it said, the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, you have nothing to do with us to build a house unto our God. But we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us.
Right.
Why did they stand before them and tell them that? We serve the same God you do. Everybody serves the same God. That's what they say. Everybody serves the same God. The Muslims, do the Muslims serve the same God that you and I serve? No, they don't. But everybody in Christianity serves the same God. Folks, I want to tell you something tonight. There's more to it than just saying, I serve that God.
That's right.
When I go out and serve other gods, folks, it brings a separation. You can't serve God and mammon.
That's right.
And you can't be divided in serving God.
That's right.
The reason why that these fellows stood up and told them that you have nothing to do with what we're doing, because these were a band of Nicolaitans. And what does it say over here in Revelations 2 and 15? So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Who's the Nicolaitans? Folks, they serve God, but they serve the unknown God. They serve many other gods too.
That's right.
And these fellows knew that. They were divided in their allegiance to their God. They worshiped God. They worshiped the one true God. They didn't really know Him because they worshiped all these other gods. They were in confusion. Folks, when you're in confusion, you have nothing to do with building the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
You have nothing to do with building the kingdom of God. When you're in confusion and you're dabbling over here and over there, and you can say, well, I serve your God, but folks, let me tell you, you have nothing to do with building the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
That's right.
When your allegiance and your heart is divided. That's exactly what these fellows were.
Yes.
They were Nicolaitans. You'll study it out, and you'll look at their heart. See how they were divided in the gods that they served. Yeah, they served the one true God. And they served many other gods. Now they've been found out. Now look at this. Verse 4. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. That sound like somebody that was sincere about helping build the temple? You found us out. You won't let us help you? Well, we're going to do everything we can to confound it.
Right.
We're going to do everything we can to stop it. Folks, that's what the devil is doing today, is trying to do everything he can to stop it.
Yeah, do it.
But I want to tell you that this is one of the foundational doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ. There's only one God, one Lord, one Savior, and one body. You go over here and say, oh, I see folks over here, they're living it pretty close like we are. Oh, there's only one little thing. Maybe they got this going on or they got that going on. But they're pretty close. Folks, close is not close enough when it comes to your soul.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
When the Holy Spirit has witnessed to your heart what the truth is, you better stay with that truth or you're going to find yourself in great trouble.
Yes, that is so.
Great trouble.
That is so. Help us, Lord.
They got a little angry. Said, no, you're not going to build with us. You're not part of us. Oh, but you look good. It's close enough. You know, that's close enough's good. What are they saying? Hand grenades and horseshoes, but that ain't good enough in salvation, folks.
Yes, amen.
That ain't good enough for your soul.
Amen.
I don't want to get it close enough. I want to get it right.
Amen.
There is a right way to do this. There's only one narrow way, Jesus said. And there's going to be just a few that's going to go in that way. They're going to, a lot of people are going to say, oh, but I'm part of the body. I know God. He's my God. Now, I know Jesus. He's my Savior. They said, no, you have no part with us. You're not going to help us build the temple. Folks, only true, believing, saved, sanctified people.
Praise the Lord.
With an honest heart before God and filled with His Spirit, can build the kingdom of heaven here on this earth. That is the body of Christ. I thank the Lord for the body of Christ tonight.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Now let's look at a New Testament scripture. 2 Corinthians. I believe the Apostle Paul, I believe he had to deal with some of this in his day. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. He said, "Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me." For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband. All right now, what does that mean? What does that mean? I have espoused you to one husband. The church is the bride, isn't it?
Yes.
Christ is the bridegroom. We have been espoused to one husband, and that is Jesus Christ. Now, when I look in the 19th chapter of Matthew, and I won't turn over there for time's sake, but that's where you'll find it. They came to the Lord, and they said, "Lord," it said back in Moses' day, it said they gave him a bill of divorcement so they could get a divorce. And Jesus came back and told him, he said, from the beginning,
it was not so.
It wasn't so.
That's right.
But because of the hardness of their heart, Lord help us.
Yes, help us.
Folks, let's not leave that little phrase out.
Yes.
Guard your heart.
Yes.
Keep it tender. Because of the hardness of their heart, Moses wrote them a bill of divorcement. But I say unto you, if any man divorce his wife and go out and marry another, he's an adulterer.
Amen.
We said.
That's right.
I read it here just before service started. And he said, anyone that comes along and marries the woman that he divorced, he's an adulterer and she's an adulteress.
Yes.
That's right.
He said, my God, my Father, when he brought Adam and Eve together, said that God has brought them together, they shall be one flesh, and no man can divide them asunder.
That's right.
Folks, when you get saved in the kingdom of God, when you get saved in the body of Christ, that is you're married to Him. You're married to Him. And when you go off somewhere else, and you're going over here and going over there and a whoring after other gods, you are committing spiritual adultery.
That's right.
Come on.
I know that's very plain, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. Amen.
It is the truth, folks.
Amen.
You're on the right track.
I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Jesus Christ. Folks, we've been espoused to one husband, one Lord, one Father, one body, one Spirit. And when we try to go find out, let ourselves go out there, drawn into those other things, we are committing adultery.
Hello.
In our hearts. Just as a man would go out with from his wife and go out and lay with another woman and commit adultery that way, when you and I go out and lay in another sectarian place and embrace that kind of a thing, we have committed adultery.
Amen.
In our hearts.
That's right.
I believe that's what the Bible teaches.
Yes. Yes, amen, Lord.
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, I wonder, down over the years, been a lot of places, ministering for quite some time, and I wonder down through the years, I've wondered, people just get tired of how simple this thing is? Is it too simple? And I'm looking for something better. I had someone that used to walk this way one time tell me just about a year ago, maybe a little less. It said, you know, the church, you teach sanctification all right, but you don't take it far enough. You just don't take it far enough. because you don't believe in speaking in tongues. What happened? They used to stand in our pulpit, folks. And tell me to my face, you don't take it far enough. But stood in our pulpit for years. You know what happened? They committed adultery.
That's right.
They got involved in a foreign spirit somewhere and began to believe something that is as false and straight from hell as it can come.
That's right.
But you, the church just doesn't teach it. You just don't go far enough with it. You don't go far enough with sanctification. Better be careful.
Yes.
Through his subtlety, your minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. My Lord and my God. I remember my Lord, the Bible tells us that when he was here, that he looked up to his Father and he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes. You know, every one of us in here, maybe not any of us in here rocket scientists, but we can handle one, can't we? There's only one body, folks.
Yes.
There's only one Lord.
Yes.
And there's only one truth.
Yes, right.
And it doesn't have an S on the end of it either. It's truth. And the Holy Spirit, He said, would come and He would lead you and guide you into all truth.
Amen.
And if you don't have the Holy Spirit within you, folks, you're in danger of being led to other truth.
That's right.
That is not from God.
Lord. Amen.
It's not from God. I know some of you might think this is pretty straight preaching. It is.
Amen.
But I'm talking about the body of Christ, and I love the body of Christ.
You're on the right track.
I love the body of Christ. He said, if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Folks, Paul saw it in his day. And we see it in our day. We see people believing other gospels, as Paul put it. We see people believing other false doctrines today. And it is only meant for one thing. You think, when I was out in sin, I was basically an alcoholic. For 16 years, I smoked cigarettes. But God delivered me from those things.
Amen.
And He cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. But do you think the devil's going to come along today and say, Larry, why don't you go out there and try some of this alcohol again? He knows that he can't get me that way.
That's right.
Folks, don't go looking for the ways you think the devil may come along. Get your mind and your heart open and your eyes open. The devil will deceive you.
That's right. Through false spirits and doctrines and teachings.
Well, the Bible says doctrines of devils. Get your eyes open. The devil isn't going to tempt me to go back to those kind of things. He doesn't have a prayer dinner, have no desire for it. The Lord took that away years ago. But the devil will still come along and try to deceive my soul. It tells us in Revelations he went out from the four quarters of the earth to do what? To deceive the nations. Gog and Magog. He's working through paganism today. He's working through Catholicism today. He's working through Protestantism today. He's working through all those things that he always worked through. And they were on the scene maybe one at a time. But he's working through all of them today.
Amen.
Trying to deceive our souls.
Praise the Lord.
As long as you got breath, he's got an opportunity to deceive you. Now, you know, Jesus did look over Jerusalem. I believe Brother Ed brought that out this week.
Yeah.
And he wept. He said, how often I'd have gathered you together as a hen gathered her chicks, but you would not. Now, ultimately, at the end of this little discourse tonight, the decision will be left to every one of you.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. But the choice is left up to every one of us, isn't it?
Amen.
You can go out there and make your own choices. But it isn't up to me to watch over you and try to keep you all together. But you're going to have the courage and the strength and the grace and the understanding and the wisdom and the discernment to keep yourself where you ought to keep it.
Help me, Lord.
It's going to ultimately be left to each one of us individually.
Yes, help me, Lord.
Don't accept things that are not of God, folks. Don't accept strange teaching. Don't accept strange doctrine. Don't dabble into strange spirits, folks. The devil's got all kinds of spirits down there in hell that he's working through in the world today. Do you know that every time that people go to the theaters and they go in their living rooms or family rooms and they turn on that TV, that they're turning spirits loose in this world?
Yes.
Little girls, young girls are being made doormats before the young men today, teaching them and showing them on that movie screen and that theaters and that television screen how to run around half naked and how to leave the cleavage out and all that kind of stuff. Don't you know the spirits are working today?
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Don't you know that?
Yes.
They've been turned loose, folks. We're fighting those things today. We're fighting them hard.
That's right.
We're going to have to fight if we want to go to heaven.
That's right.
That's so.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Here's your word.
Verse 12. For what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now just think about that for a second in your mind. If Paul recognized and was dealing with those things back in his day, what do you think we're dealing with today?
Yeah.
Time's short. You think the devil knows that? Once time is no more, he'll never be able to deal with the soul of a man again, and he knows that he will be cast into the lake of fire. That's his destination at the judgment day. What do you think he's going to do today? No marvel. Paul said it. Don't marvel. Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed. Devil has ministers too.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yes. Amen.
Paul said he did.
Yes.
Also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I have espoused you to one husband. If you met the Lord anywhere at an altar prayer, folks, you were espoused to one husband.
Yes.
Number 300 in the book says, is not this the land of Beulah? Beulah means married, doesn't it? This is the land of married. We're married to one husband. The Lord Jesus Christ. Don't go out there looking for another Jesus.
Yes.
Don't go out there looking for another teaching. Yes, this is simple. The Lord made it simple that even a little child can get a hold of it. But don't become disgruntled and dissatisfied with it. That's what happens in homes and husbands and wives. They get disgruntled, they get dissatisfied with one another, and they fall out of love with each other, and they decide, well, we're going to go our own way. And then they get the idea that, well, I'll go out there and I'll get me somebody else. And they find out in just a few years that person doing the same thing their first one did. They just got a different face and the same troubles. That's what happens.
Yep.
Ask them, folks. That's what happens. That's what will happen to you if you allow yourself to be pulled off. Oh, Christ is over here. No, Christ is over here. He's over there. You want to go over there? No, He's over here. Folks, stay where you're planted.
amen.
Stay where you planted. Get rooted and grounded and settled in the Lord. Get established that no man can pull you and draw you away.
That's right.
From your husband.
All right now.
You don't want to be pulled away from your husband, folks.
No.
If you're pulled away from your husband and you go out and marry another, what's that called?
Adultery.
Amen.
Pretty strong.
Yes.
But it's the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
It's adultery. Now let's look at another scripture right here in the 6th chapter of Corinthians. Paul evidently had to deal with these things quite a bit, especially in Corinthians, at the church of Corinth. But he says here in 6 and 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
All right.
What does that mean? Don't yoke yourself up with someone that don't believe in your God.
All right.
Don't yoke yourself up with someone that doesn't understand or have a vision or see or is not in the body of Christ. That's why Ezra, back there in Ezra's day, they rejected the Nicolaitans. Yeah, you know this God, all right. You're serving Him, but you serve all these other gods. Don't get yoked up with something like that.
Yes, help me.
Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Well, we're believers. I'm a believer. I'll believe that when I see the fruit that falls from the tree. Bible says, by their fruits ye shall know them. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Folks, you just don't have any fellowship. If I was to go over here to some Catholic or Baptist or Methodist, and I don't mean to hit anyone or hurt anyone here tonight, but if I was to go off into one of those sectarian places, there wouldn't be no fellowship there. My spirit wouldn't blend with their spirit.
No.
I couldn't fellowship with that. Don't go over there. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What? There's no agreement between Christ and the devil. There's no unity there.
No.
There's no harmony there. What concord? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Folks, I want to tell you, God's heart has been broken many times because one of His children has wandered off and got themselves caught up in fellowship with unrighteousness. Has wandered off and been sucked in to believe in things that are not true. Looking for another God. Looking for a better way. Not satisfied with where they are. Restless generation today. God is grieved tonight. He has been merciful. There have been many that He has saved, many that He has delivered, many that He has called to be His child, and there's many of those folks that have wandered off and refused it and accepted something else.
That's right.
But don't think about how serious that is. Oh no. Most of us, or all of us in here, would say that are married, well, I would never commit adultery. I'd never do that against my wife or my husband. Of course we wouldn't. But we'd do it against God and not even realize it. We'd do it against God, folks. May the Lord give us understanding tonight. Everybody wants to be accepted of God. We all want to be accepted of God. But you know, I'm convinced that there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. There's a right way and a wrong way. And a lot of people have found the wrong way. A few people have found the right way. How do I know that? Because Jesus said, broad is the gate. Many there be that go into that.
Yes.
But narrow is the gate. Narrow is the way. Straight is the gate. Thank you. Few there be that go in thereat.
Yes.
Are you looking for numbers? You looking for the crowd? You looking for the mega churches? They're not going this way, folks. I remember an old minister said one time, he said, one of the younger ministers coming along, and he was a little on the liberal side, and he was wanting to bring this in and bring that in, and he told the old minister one time, he said, you're going to have to get with the program. He says, we're moving along. The old minister said, brother, if I did double time, I wouldn't be able to catch it because I ain't going that way. I'm not going that way, folks. I'm not going the way of the world. I'm not going the way of Christ over here and Christ over there. And I'm going to say with the truth.
Amen.
By the grace and help of God, I'm going to say with the truth. You're going to hear all kinds of winds of doctrine. Paul told us to stay with those things that ye have learned. Stay with them. There ain't nothing changed. The Word of God hasn't changed. It's still the same. But yet people want to find something else. Maybe you get tired of looking at the same people. I don't know. People want to find something else. Think, well, maybe there's a better way. Well, maybe I'm missing out on something. And the pastor's been faithful week after week after week to feed your souls. And lead you in the way of life everlasting. But not satisfied. I'm restless. Oh, but I know a church over here. Or my brother goes over there, and I think I'm going to go over there and try that. Or my children, they want me to go to church over here with them somewhere. Yeah, I have children that go to another church too, but they know better than ask Dad to go with them. They know better than ask Dad to go with them. They've heard Dad preach down through the years, and they know Dad ain't going with them.
That's right.
Lord, help us tonight.
Yes.
I don't know what you think about this little message.
Oh, Lord, bless your word, Lord.
I want to tell you what. The Lord bless inspired my heart that this is needed.
Yes.
We need to hear this.
Yes.
That's right.
We need to understand this, folks.
That's right.
There's one Lord. One God and one Spirit.
Praise Lord.
There's only one. How many gods do you worship tonight? How many of them? How many husbands are we allowed to have, folks? One. Only allowed to have one husband. Well, to me, it's more serious to commit adultery with this husband than it is against your companion. And they're both bad. They're both bad. You stay with the truth.
Amen.
Because the Lord said, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Yes. Amen.
And when you go find another truth, you know what that'll do? It'll put you back in bondage. That's exactly what it'll do. It's meant to put you back in bondage, folks. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on one Lord and one body. There's only one body.
That's right.
Christ is right here, folks. He's right here in my hand. Right here. We don't need to go looking for Him somewhere else.
Yeah.
He's here.
Praise the Lord.
I'm satisfied. I think Sister Georgette sings a song that it says, I'm satisfied with Jesus and He's satisfied with me. And if I'm satisfied, I ain't looking for nothing else. I ain't looking for nothing else. This satisfies.
Praise the Lord.
The only thing I want more of is more of it. But this satisfies.
Yes,
no matter what the naysayers say, no matter what people say, this satisfies.
Yes.
The simple plan of salvation. You're a spouse of one husband. Stay with him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.